I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 18th. Police are investigating whether two armed robberies that occurred early yesterday morning at 7-Elevens on the South Shore are connected, and whether a vehicle theft is connected to one of those incidents. Norwell police say shortly after 4:15 a.m., three masked males entered the 7-Eleven on Washington Street. Two of them pulled out handguns before demanding cash from the clerk. The robbers entered the store and got away with the money in just under a minute. The three subjects were described as Spanish-speaking Hispanic men, around 5'8 to 5'10 inches tall. They left the area in a black sedan, traveling in the direction of Hingham. In addition, here in Quincy, police say that armed robbery involving three suspects happened shortly before 4:40 a.m. at the 7-Eleven on Franklin Street. The suspects in the Quincy robbery were described as three males wearing masks, and police said each of them were armed with guns. Police said the suspects fled the 7-Eleven on foot toward Water Street, and that a short time later, an officer saw a blue Hyundai driving through the intersection of Water and Liberty Streets. The officer tried to stop the Hyundai, which fled from the officer and then struck a fire hydrant and a utility pole as it crashed a short distance away on Liberty Street. Quincy police said the three males got out of the Hyundai and fled the crash scene on foot, running through several yards in that neighborhood. Police say the suspects may have also stolen another car nearby. Police are now checking to see if the two incidents are connected. Fox Rock Properties of Quincy announcing the pre-releasing of the second building at Center and Stone, a 201-unit, two-building, multifamily and retail development in Quincy Center. A suite of amenities will be shared across the two buildings, including an outdoor courtyard with a pool, fire pits, barbecue grills, lounges and kitchenettes, study area, private offices, sky lounge, and a game room along with a rooftop putting green, a covered parking garage, fitness center, yoga studio, and pet spa. The Center and Stone project, situated right across the street from the Quincy Center T station at the former Quincy Masonic Temple. Three pickleball courts could be built in Quincy soon. The Department of Natural Resources is seeking funding from the Community Preservation Fund to build the pickleball courts at Faxon Park, the Fenno Street Tennis Courts, and on Commander Shea Boulevard, on FedEx land that was donated to the city in North Quincy. Officials say the Faxon Park location would be near Falls Boulevard. The Fenno Street location would be where there used to be a shuffleboard court and an old swing set, and the Commander Shea Boulevard site would be near a wetlands location. There are already pickleball courts at the President's Golf Course run by Norfolk County. Officials hope to win approval for the funding soon and begin construction later this summer or in the fall. The State Fire Marshal's Office flagged 50 lithium-ion fires in Massachusetts in the last 6 months. A new tracking system is helping them identify dangerous patterns. Lithium-ion battery fires burn up to 2,000 degrees as opposed to 500 to 800 degrees for non-lithium fires. The small batteries pack a big punch, so when they do explode, it requires more manpower to contain. A fire on Rockland Street 6 years ago destroyed a kitchen, all caused by the lithium-ion battery inside a small e-cigarette. Now, fire departments across the state are trying to educate people on how to spot the signs of a combustible battery, including one that feels hot to the touch. The Karen Reed murder trial resumed yesterday, with jury selection continuing for a second straight day. With the second day of the process concluded, 11 jurors have been chosen so far. Prosecutors accuse Reed of hitting and killing her boyfriend with her SUV during a 2022 snowstorm. John O'Keefe, a Boston police officer, was found dead outside a home in Canton. Reed's defense team argues he was killed inside the home during a fight and dragged outside. Reid's supporters were back standing near the court-mandated buffer zone outside Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. The judge in the case set the restriction in an effort to maintain an unbiased jury. The goal is to reach 12 jurors plus several alternates. Once a jury is seated, trial's expected to last for about 8 weeks. The jury selection process continues today. Massachusetts health officials voting yesterday to grant Mass General Hospital and Cape Cod Healthcare permission to add dozens of inpatient beds as those hospitals and others across the state confront an ongoing capacity problem. Mass General originally requested the change in January, at which time officials said the hospital had been operating at what's termed capacity disaster status nearly every day since September. That's when the day starts, with more than 45 patients without hospital beds. The capacity problem, hospital officials said, starts after patients are seen in the emergency department. With no inpatient beds available, patients get stuck in hallways and cubicles and any other space. State Department of Public Health voting unanimously to approve the hospital's request to add 94 beds in a building that's currently under construction on the main campus. It'll include 40 intensive care beds and 54 medical or surgical beds. Also yesterday, the council approved Cape Cod Healthcare to add 32 more beds. Money for Massachusetts Emergency Family Shelter System could run out sometime before the end of April, according to a top senator who is part of a six-person group of lawmakers trying to come up with a funding solution. A supplemental spending package could ship hundreds of millions of dollars to shore up the shelter system. But House and Senate Democrats disagree about how much the state should rely on a savings account as part of the solution. Senate Ways and Means Chair Michael Rodriguez asked whether the existing funds could be exhausted by April's midpoint, said the administration told him it would happen sometime this month. The governor's office previously said the money would run out in early spring, but declined to be more specific. House Ways and Means Chair Aaron Michalowicz indicated he was not aware of a specific date for when existing shelter money could run out after he was asked about the situation. The House yesterday unveiled plans to fund emergency shelters at $500 million in fiscal 2025, including using $175 million from the Transitional Escrow Fund, the same account at the center of supplemental budget talks. Rodriguez said the House proposal does not pose a conflict with the Senate's goal of making the full $860 million account available for shelter spending. Well, the annual Stephen J. Sullivan Baseball Tournament continues at Adams Field in Quincy today. A consolation game is set for 3 p.m., followed by the championship game at 6 p.m. The event honors the memory of the 2005 Quincy High School graduate, North Quincy High employee, and assistant baseball coach at North, who died in 2016. Check of business news and stocks pulled back. The Dow is down 45, the NASDAQ lost 181, and the S&P dropped 29. Asian stocks were higher, even after sinking technology stocks sent Wall Street lower in the S&P's worst losing streak since the start of the year. The dollar was down, the euro was up, oil at $82 a barrel. In sports, the Red Sox shut out the Cleveland Guardians 2-0. Fenway, that series will wrap up at 1:35 this afternoon. Bruins getting ready for the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game 1 is this coming Saturday night at 8 p.m. in Boston against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Forecast from the National Weather Service calling for some showers around this morning at a high of 53. Cloudy tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy at a high of 57. Rain Saturday morning, maybe some breaks later at a high 64. Partly cloudy, 62 on Sunday. Out on the water, waves 2 feet, an east wind at 10, gusting to 20 knots. High tide, 8:20 a.m. Sunrise, 5:57, sets at 7:29. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 18th.